You're listening to Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, a podcast where we explore what it's like getting older, the peaks, the valleys, and everything in between. In this season of Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, we're covering topics related to solo aging. I'm your host, Cheryl Proska. Let's grow old together. On today's episode, I'm joined by Akshita Iyer, who is the CEO and founder of OHM, a technology company that built the world's first smart stove knob to make cooking easier, safer, and more enjoyable. Drawing from her experience in user behavior, cognitive psychology, and technology integration, Akshita is passionate about making technology less techie, particularly for older adults. With OHM, she has been building intuitive smart kitchen products that create a safer cooking environment for older adults, allowing them to maintain their independence and enjoy the health benefits of home-cooked meals while providing peace of mind to their families and caregivers. Her inspiration for reinventing the kitchen began when her mom left the stove on one too many times and started a kitchen fire. On a mission to develop a solution, Akshita assembled a team, appeared on Shark Tank, raised $3 million in venture capital, and launched the OHM Smart Knob, the only smart device that can retrofit to your existing stove in minutes so you can monitor and control your burners from anywhere, anytime. Akshita is passionate about the ways technology can improve people's lives. Through OHM, she is helping to transform the way we cook and live in our homes, one kitchen at a time. Akshita, welcome and thank you for being here. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me, Cheryl. It's an honor, and I am always excited to talk about smart home technology, especially as it relates to older adults and creating technology that's actually meaningful.
So you're joining me today for just that. We are going to discuss ways that technology can support aging in place. We'll cover considerations for buying assistive smart home technology, how age tech can benefit older adults and their loved ones, how OHM supports safe cooking, and more. Can we start, though, by you sharing your journey to start OHM?
Yeah, it's been quite the ride. Believe it or not, I never expected to know so much about kitchen appliances. I never thought I would know so much, never intended on it, but my degree is actually in neuroscience, and I always thought I was going to be a doctor. When I graduated, though, I just wasn't ready. And so I took a few gap years, actually watched a lot of Shark Tank, coincidentally, and really was inspired by, you know, all of these non-technical, non-traditional entrepreneurs that didn't have, you know, your engineering, product development, or business backgrounds building solutions for their own problems. And so I really was inspired to start something myself. I didn't know what it was going to be, but it was in that frame of mind when my mom, as you mentioned, left the stove on and started a kitchen fire. And it was the first realization for me that my parents are getting older. They are not going to leave their home anytime soon. I live 1,000 miles away, and I really want to make sure that they're safe and that they can continue to do the things that they love to do every day. And before, a couple of years before this, my mom was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And so it was also a realization that her life is changing. And what was interesting was my dad is an early adopter of every smart home technology you can think of: door locks, doorbells, thermostats. He's got them, and there was nothing in the kitchen. And so I, you know, went down a bit of a rabbit hole of what's happening in the appliance space and why don't we have the same kind of technology in the kitchen that we do in the rest of the smart home, and, you know, saw a huge gap that I figured I could fill. I had no idea how difficult connected hardware would be. In my mind, it was, hey, you know, it's a plastics, a board, a motor, you slap it together, put it in a box, and you ship it. I mean, how hard? But ignorance was bliss, probably for the best. And, you know, just kind of dove right in simply because I really needed a solution for my own parents. And it just kind of spiraled, ended up on Shark Tank, and learned a lot along the way and surrounded by people who are way smarter than me to make sure that I could get this far. So
yeah, you never want to be the smartest person in the room. That's one thing that I've learned.
With you.
So what benefits does OHM bring to the home?
Yeah. So, you know, OHM essentially is a knob with smarts, right? So we're not changing how you cook. You cook like you have been for, you know, the last few decades. You push, you turn the knobs. The only difference is that our knob is Wi-Fi connected and it has a built-in motor. So this can automatically and proactively control each burner based on what's happening in your kitchen. First and foremost, we solve for that century-old question of, did I leave the stove on? So we've got built-in automatic shutoff and safety lock features to make sure that even if you did leave it on, we will automatically turn it off, send you the alert so you know that it's turned off. But we also connect to your smartphone, we connect to your voice assistant so you can retain that access and control from anytime, anywhere. One of our most used features is actually a cooking timer, and a cooking timer that is integrated with Amazon Alexa. So one of the most used Alexa skills is a cooking timer, and we take that one step further. So you can say, Alexa, turn burner one off in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and we will make sure it turns off at that time so that if you get distracted, you can get distracted and you don't have to worry about your eggs exploding or your rice or pasta overcooking. We also, as I mentioned, have a safety lock where you can actually lock the knobs. So if you have kids, you have pets, or even have aging family members who may, you know, in the middle of the night cook without realizing it, you can actually set the safety lock so that if the stove is turned on during that time, it'll automatically shut off so it's not left on. And then it'll also send you notification that someone is turning on the stove when they shouldn't be. Those are our core features right now and seemingly the most helpful and features that actually address real pain points that still exist in the kitchen. And we are now trying to understand through the data and insights we're getting every day, what other features can we start to expand here so that we can continue to add value to your kitchen, not just from safety and peace of mind, but also in terms of just bringing more efficiency and convenience to your cooking process, because our lives aren't getting any less busy, right? So we're working on expanding our functionality over time.
And the lock is such an interesting feature for me to think of, because being in aging services, I'm aware that sometimes when an individual has cognitive impairment, their days and nights or just times of day may be mixed up and they may get up in the middle of the night, unbeknownst to whoever else they're living with, and think it's time to do cooking. So the fact that there is the preventative measure, they can't turn the stove on. That would be critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we started, you know, just direct to consumer, and we had a lot of, you know, middle-aged adults who had kids at home who were buying this, but we saw a pull towards those same customers buying this for their aging family members for that reason, because they know that they're having these incidences here and there, but they don't know when it's happening or why it's happening, and it's all subjective. And so what we've been able to do with these features is actually start tracking, you know, whether someone does turn the stove on, you know, in the middle of the night, or how often that auto shutoff engages. So we're taking all of the data that comes with connected devices, but synthesizing it in a way that is actionable for a family member or caregiver. So over time, you can see, okay, you know, mom usually cooks every day, and then all of a sudden she stopped cooking, or three nights in a row, she turned the stove on at 3 a.m. That could be an indication of some kind of cognitive decline. And now you have some quantitative data points that you can actually speak to versus, hey, I think mom, you know, needs to be moved. But then that's a really hard conversation that we hear happens a lot, where, you know, there's an emotional, right, struggle with, yeah, I think mom is fine. Mom says she's fine. But, you know, how do we know actually that there is something wrong? So we are trying to look beyond the surface of the appliance and leverage all of this, you know, hot word data, but actually do something with it that can help you and your family members live a better quality of life.
So just thinking about the age tech space, can you get into some of the ways that technology can support older adults who specifically want to stay at home?
Yeah. First and foremost, the technologies I think that will gain the traction will be intuitive, right? I mean, you think about older adults, I mean, even for me, there are things that I've been doing the same way for like 20 years, right? And so if you think about older adults, the last thing you want to do is be obtrusive and change the way that they've been doing things. And so I think first and foremost, the technologies that are going to rise are going to be the ones that are intuitive and that just blend into their life. I see, you know, remote monitoring as a technology that is going to help with allowing older adults to stay at home longer, just because, you know, the biggest
risks are, you know, does someone leave the stove on? Did they fall? Did they, you know, do their laundry? Did they take a shower? And those are all just activities of daily living. And it's without cameras and any obtrusive, you know, devices, it's hard to know on a day-to-day basis, is, you know, my mom okay? Or is my grandma okay? And so I think, you know, the sensor-based technologies that can just monitor motion, or, you know, like I said, if someone used an appliance, or if, you know, they cooked food, I think can be great ways of just making sure that, yep, everything is okay, or something is wrong. And that will in and of itself help to keep people in their homes longer. So I think that's something that we are just scratching the surface on. I think there are a lot of, you know, assistive technologies like, you know, grab bars and, you know, just, you know, hardware items in the home that you can retrofit just to make sure that, you know, the home is suited for you as you age too. And I think this is something that people are thinking about earlier and earlier. I mean, my parents moved into a 55 and up community, and even though, you know, they are super active, even when they moved in, they're still thinking about, okay, I want to be in this house for the next 20 years. So what are the things that I can start adding that make sense to me that I can, you know, use now that are going to allow me to do that? Because I think adding it at the last minute, you know, when you start declining, I think is hard. So
we also find the proactive approach that you're discussing so important. And so often, however, people wait for that fall, that unexpected health incident to happen before they have a plan, before they start incorporating different aspects into their home and life that could help them. So the fact that you're bringing up the importance of it being intuitive, not invasive, is so important, because it, to some degree, it does matter. But to other degrees, whether you live 1,000 miles away from your parents or you're an hour away from your parents, you might not be getting over to see them.
Absolutely. And what I find even with my parents is, you know, I'm like constantly calling them all the time, right? Are you okay? Like, you know, did you eat? Did you do this? Did you do that? And so, you know, and they obviously get annoyed a little bit sometimes. So I think some of these, you know, less invasive technologies that can just let me know, hey, you know, everything is okay. Like mom and dad got back from wherever they, you know, were, I think will be critical, just so that they can still maintain their life, right? As independents. And like you said, even though, I mean, there was a time where I lived like 20 minutes away from my parents, but I still didn't see them that much more because we have our own lives. So I definitely see what you mean there.
I'm in the same boat with my parents too, where I'm checking up on them, and it is an interesting dynamic, and I know I get on their nerves, but yeah. What can I do? I love them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason I give.
So as we're discussing, older adults can face an elevated risk of cooking accidents. So in addition to the Ohm Smart Knob, are there other technologies that can provide a safer environment in the kitchen in particular?
Yeah, so, you know, we're not the first ones to try to address kitchen safety for the general population or even for older adults. There are a lot of, you know, sensors that can detect high levels of heat, or like surge protectors that you can plug your stove into that'll turn the entire stove power off. But what we find is that, you know, a lot of them are difficult to install or difficult to understand. And again, as we talked about, when you are serving an older demographic, you know, the barriers are a lot more, right? So, you know, the installation or the ease of use and the intuitiveness. So there have been a lot of kitchen technologies that address safety, but very few that have actually gained market acceptance, especially for aging in place, just because there are other factors you need to consider when serving that population. I think, you know, there are a lot of these kitchen gadgets that people are using, especially older adults, instant pots, right? You know, sous vide devices, countertop ovens. I think those are all technologies that older adults are using as well. But at the end of the day, those do require you to buy a new appliance. And that can be a tough sell too, especially when, you know, everyone is used to using their stove every day. I mean, with my parents, they will never change out their stove, or they're going to get the exact same one because that's just what they're comfortable using. So,
and if the older adults have downsized, they may have less counter space. Absolutely. And we all know what having you know, six different, kitchen appliances on our counters can look like. So yes, we need to be a little bit of minimalists in that room.
Yeah, I have noticed with my parents too, that they are like purging, right? Because they just don't want so much stuff anymore. And so I think that's something, those are all considerations that you have to keep in mind when building technology for, you know, this specific population that you might not have to consider otherwise.
Would you prefer to age independently in your own home or live in a nursing facility? I know what I'd rather do. Friends Life Care membership offers just that. Plan today for a future lived at home with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience while protecting your savings. Learn about your options at a free seminar or webinar. Register at friendslifecare.org/register or call 215-628-8964. What should older adults and their families or their caregivers consider when they are buying these assistive smart home technology?
Yeah, there's a lot out there. I mean, even if you look at the general smart home, so many devices these days. And I think what's important to first understand is what are the pain points you're solving for? And not everyone has the same pain points. And so just outfitting your home with a bunch of, you know, technologies that you're not really going to use, I think can just be overwhelming. So first is, what are your parents actually struggling with? I mean, maybe they don't cook at all. And so maybe a product like ours isn't a right fit for you. So I think it's understanding, you know, what are you concerned about? What keeps you up at night? I think second thing is, we've said this several times, is intuitiveness, right? Can this blend into what your parents or, you know, any family members who want to age at home are already doing? And, you know, can you install this and have them use it with minimal education required? Because you're not going to be there, right? A lot of our customers go and install this for their family members, but then they leave, right? And it's up, and then they got to make sure that, you know, their mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma can still use that. So I think that's one thing. And then the final thing is, you know, the long-term value of the whatever technology it is that you are installing. And what I mean by that is, you know, every technology has its core function, you know, to start, but then with connected devices and assistive technologies, the functionality will start to expand. So really understanding, you know, what else can I get from this piece of technology? And if there is a data component to it that you're paying for, I mean, as you know, there's subscriptions that are tied to everything these days. Like, what am I getting for that additional $5, $10, $15 a month? And is it actually helping me or my, you know, parent or family member live a better quality of life instead of just paying for something that's giving you all sorts of data and alerts, but it's not actually driving any value for you? Because, you know, money, I think, can go down the drain very quickly. And I think as consumers, we are a bit tired of all the apps and all of the subscriptions that we need to pay for. So I think those are some things that I would consider before outfitting, you know, a home with any kind of retrofit or assistive technologies.
And you're hitting again on the importance working together to have a plan in place, be proactive, get these pieces of smart home technology in place sooner rather than later, so that the homes that they're going into, the people who are living there, can identify their own needs. They can learn how to use them over time, because they may be brand new. There may be people who never had to use a computer at their job, so on and so forth. So just hitting on that importance again, I wanted to bring forward.
Yeah, I think that's a great point too. And, you know, one thing that should be emphasized is this should be a conversation with your aging family member, right? And, you know, what are their needs and what are they comfortable with? The last thing you want is for them to feel like they're being monitored for reasons other than you just making sure that they're okay, right? And if you don't have that transparent and honest conversation, it can turn into that very quickly. And so I think that that is incredibly important. And like you said, the earlier you do it, the better that conversation will turn out, right? Because, you know, just over time, when you start adding cognitive decline and Alzheimer's and dementia, I think that conversation just gets a lot harder. And, you know, I think it's always better, just like our technology, always better to be proactive than reactive if you can help it.
I think that is a great segue into where I want to go next, which is, in addition to allowing the individual older adults, help them retain their independence and their health. How can these technologies be helpful for that person's family and or their caregivers?
Yeah, I mean, we've alluded to this several times already, is really that peace of mind, right? At the end of the day, you know, you don't want to be hovering over someone all the time, but you also want to make sure they're okay. And so, you know, technologies like these remote patient monitoring devices can give you enough information, not too much, but enough information to know that this person today was fine. Right? And let you know if something looks off. And so I think it really boils down, Cheryl, to just peace of mind. Like, you know, what are the things that are keeping me up at night about this person specifically? So there are senior living communities where, you know, the caregivers or property managers are installing our product for residents who have Alzheimer's and dementia. And so there's a very specific use case there. And they want to make sure that at 10 o'clock every night, that stove is off, right? So you know, I think that's important, but yeah.
So before we close, I do have to ask if you're willing to share anything about your Shark Tank experience.
Yeah, happy to. I mean, there are things I'm not allowed to share, but there's a lot that I can share. So, you know, it was full circle, you know, having been inspired by the show to actually start this company to then end up, you know, being on it very, very early in our journey. We barely had a functioning prototype. It was very stressful. The one time you see the knob rotating on the show is the only time it rotated on the show. So but it was a great experience. And to be honest, you know, the visibility is one thing. And, you know, we continue to see, we continue to capitalize on that every time we rerun. But, you know, the best part about it for me was I finally saw the potential. Until that point, it was really like a side project. You know, maybe best case scenario, I build a prototype for my mom and then I go on to med school and leave this behind. And maybe we can license it at some point. The first thing we did was file IP. But because of Shark Tank, you know, we weren't selling product at the time. So we couldn't actually generate any revenue off of it. We built a pretty big wait list, but we couldn't actually ship product then. But I heard from thousands of people about the applications of our technology, not just from a safety and peace of mind standpoint, but what else can we do with it, right? Like, can we integrate with temperature probes, intelligent cookware, so we can build like a closed loop cooking system that can actually automate your cooking process, just like we have smart ovens these days, where you just put something in the oven and you walk away and it cooks it to the right temperature. So I started to see opportunity beyond just serving, you know, to solve the issue of unattended cooking. And that really gave me the courage to go and figure it out. Now, we were offered a deal, but we didn't take it. And everyone asks, do you wish you would have taken it? And I'm glad we didn't, because I really had a lot to learn. I mean, I had no experience in startups or how to raise money or how to build a product or what team do I need? I mean, I had none of it. And so because I didn't get that money, I had to go and figure out, you know, who do I need to talk to figure this out? Who are the people that are smarter than me that I need to bring to my table? I moved out to the Bay Area for a year and just met with anyone and everyone I could possibly get to meet with me. And I think that learning process was priceless, because then when I actually did raise money, I actually knew where that money needed to go and found great investors who really understand this space and have helped us to get this far. So, you know, Shark Tank is, you know, once in a lifetime experience. And, you know, it's stressful. And, you know, you've got five different sharks who are thinking about your business in five different ways. And they're asking all sorts of questions. So it's a good testament to how well you respond under pressure. But the other thing I'll say is that it is just one piece of our story. And, you know, we've come a long way since then. And, you know, a lot to have learned from that, and a great talking point. But it really has never defined me or the company. It was just, you know, something that happened. We made the most of it and we continue to build the business we want to.
So where can our listeners go to learn more about the Ohm Smart Knob?
Yeah, you can go to ohmkitchen.com. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. My email is akshita@ohmkitchen.com, or you can send an email to our support team, and that is support@ohmkitchen.com.
Thank you, Akshita, so much for being here today and sharing your knowledge and experience with how technology can support aging in place with us. This is such a hot topic, and I'm really thrilled to share it with our listeners.
Thanks so much, Cheryl.
Thank you for listening to Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, a unique program focused on aging with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience. You can find links and show notes from this episode on our website at friendslifecare.org/podcast. Thank you to Akshita Iyer for joining us today. You can learn more about Akshita and Om on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and by visiting omkitchen.com. Links to all these resources can be found in the show notes. If you like our show, please rate, review, subscribe, and join us next time. To learn more about aging with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience, subscribe to our blog at friendslifecare.org/blog.